Inside. Nothing compares with you, Lord. Nothing compares with you. Nothing.
In the morning when I rise to meet you, in the morning when I lift my eyes, you're the gentle light that falls around. The first thought on my mind.
Let's sing that again.
In the morning when I rise to meet you, in the morning when I lift my eyes, you're the gentle light that falls around. The first star on my mind to let our voices rise, all creation cries, singing loud and endless.
Singing out an endless hallelujah.
In the evening when I lay my head down, in the evening when I close my eyes, you're still the only one I want to cling to. You're the last thought on my mind. Oh, in the evening when I lay in the evening when I close my eyes, you're still the only one I wanna cling to. You're the last thought on my mind. So let our voices rise,
all creation cry. Jesus will always sing to you. Thank you.
is this man that even the power of death can't break? Angels and demons alike answer to his name. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Rightful place. Who loves the keys of sickness and death lying in his grave? Heaven and earth bow at the sound of his holy name. It's Jesus, Jesus. to heal, power to raise the dead, light of the world, man who was slain, lion who rose again, power to save, power to heal, power to raise the dead, light of the world, man who was slain, lion who rose again, power to save.
Jesus, our eyes are on you, Lord. Jesus, my eye is fixed on you.
Christ needs seven lamps of fire burning, and I see a sea of glass, people with fire burning. I see the Son of Man with eyes of fire burning, 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 burning.
I see
seven seven lamps of fire.
I see seven lamps of fire burning, and I see the sea of glass being caught with fire burning. I see the Son of Man with eyes of fire burning, 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 burning.
I see seven lamps of fire burning, and I see a sea of glass being filled with fire burning. I see the Son of Man with eyes of fire.
Oh, There's no one like you.
No one like
no,
you.
No, not one. There's no one like you.
No one like you.
We worship you, Holy One. We worship you, Holy One. Come again. to be invited to the marriage of the Lamb, to come and worship Him. Celebration, it's the joining of the bride and the son, the two becoming one. What an honor to be invited to the marriage of the Lamb, to come and worship Him. Celebration, it's the joy of the bride and the son, the two becoming one. All the prophecies fulfilled in a moment, so easy, like the
it. with wonder as we behold the man with fire in his eyes, the very Word of God. You are worthy, every kingdom, every nation bowing down, will crown you with many crowns. Every creed and tribe and tongue declaring in unity, like the roar of many waters, like the sound
we're getting ready.
getting ready for you, Jesus. We cry out, we pray, hear the cries of our heart, Lord, that we could love you, that we would love you with all that we have. That as we get ready, Lord, that our love would just grow and purify, God. That we would love you first with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. That we would be wholehearted and love you with everything we have. That we would love you the way you deserve to be loved, Jesus. We want to love you fully and completely. Holy Spirit, help us to love like that. Oh, the love that you have for Jesus, put it inside of me. Burn it on my heart like a seal, like a seal. That in the famines of your presence, or in the floods of persecution, or in the comfort of the culture, it's still real, it's still real. Whoa.
Upon my heart like a seal that floods of persecution extreme.
Oh,
burn your love upon my heart like a sea, that in the comfort of the culture is real.
Just worshiping our holy God. And as we come together in communion, there's so many different things that the Lord brings out every week in our time of communion and the different aspects of who he is. And today I just felt that he led me to 1 John. And there's so much in this book, if you read it, that's challenges us about the walking in the righteousness of God and his holiness. And as we've been singing, you know, to the Holy One and inviting him to come and bowing down before him at his throne and just realizing the majesty of who he is, I just want to read from 1 John 1, starting in verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And as we're taking communion together, the Bible says to just examine our hearts and examine where we are before the Lord, that he is righteous, he is holy, and he's given us the privilege of being called children of God, of being born again, of having his righteousness given to us. That's what we're celebrating as we celebrate communion. And not only his righteousness is enough for us, his sacrifice is enough for us, but it says it's also for the sins of the whole world. And as I forget which song it was, but we were just crying out for, you know, he's the one lifted up before all the world. He's the one whose blood was enough for the weight of sin. If you think about the weight of sin that's in the world right now, the blood of Jesus is enough for that. His victory is enough for that. He is the propitiation, or the payment for the sins of the whole world. And as we take today, I just want to give us that time to just examine our hearts and say, God, we want to come into your presence, Father. You are holy, and you have called us to be holy just as you are holy. We want to be able to come into your presence without shame. And that's another verse over here. It says, chapter 2, verse 28. Now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not draw back from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness also has been born of him. See how great a love the Father has given us that we would be called children of God, and in fact we are. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough. You love us enough, Lord, to give us new life, Father, to be the sacrifice for our sin. It says that all of us have sinned, Lord, all of us, Father, but that your sacrifice gives us forgiveness, Father, gives us new life, Lord, takes out the sin nature, Father, and exchanges it for your righteousness, Lord God. Father, we thank you that as we enter into communion, Father, as we continue on with worship, Lord, as we bow our hearts and our lives before you tonight, Father, Lord, we want to walk in the light. You are the light, Father. We want to walk in light with you, Father. So every door of our heart, Lord, every place in our heart, Lord, every place in our lives, Father, Lord, we just open to you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus died for us, that if we may sin, we would have an advocate before the Father. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh.
Jesus.
Well, the Lord is definitely moving in our region in northeastern Ohio, not just here at Frontline, but he's moving in the body of Christ, and we're so privileged and so honored to have the opportunity and the honor to worship with our friends and brothers and sisters in Christ on the other side of town in Canton this weekend. And they're hosting a conference called Midnight Oil, and they have outside guests coming in, prophetic voices, seasoned believers that are going to release the word of God and words of encouragement and just what Holy Spirit is saying. And so it's a time of going deep into his presence, a time of intercession, a time of laying on our face. And so Frontline gets to worship in their house at Total Living Center, which is the place where pastors Ben and Jackie Kariyerke pastor. And so we want to invite you out, not just for the times that Frontline will be leading worship, but for as much of the weekend that you can participate in. We will be there from 12 to 2 a.m. from Friday into Saturday morning leading a worship set, which will be more of a intercessory nature and just flowing with the Holy Spirit. And then into the next day, there's different sessions that you'll see here. There's one at 2 p.m., from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and then 6 to 8:30 p.m., and we have a worship team that'll be leading all those that are gathering into the presence at 6 o'clock. And there'll be a speaker there as well that'll be releasing the Word of God. And so we just want to invite you out and to come and link arms with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So this is an honor to be in somebody else's house and to worship and to be invited into that space to lift up our sound. It's truly an honor. It's not normal. And so it's just a privilege for us. And so we want to gather together and invite you into that as well. It's called Midnight Oil. You can find more information on Facebook about those time slots, but I don't think they're on that one, or they're up there. But Frontline will be there from 12 to 2 a.m., Friday to Saturday, and then on Saturday at 6 p.m. But come for as much as you're able to or would like. 6 to 8, I'm sorry if I said that. On Saturday, it's 6 to 8:30 p.m. is the time. And also on Friday as well. So let's start over. We don't want to confuse anybody. Friday, it starts at 6 o'clock, and it ends at 8:30 p.m. There's a break. And then there's a gathering again that starts at 10 a.m. and ends, or 10 p.m. and ends at 2 a.m. There's a lot of times here, so if you want to catch this or write it down. Saturday from 2 to 4:30 p.m. break, and then 6 to 8:30 p.m. Okay? You can go back and watch this on the live stream if you're confused and want to watch it again. And there's a website right there that gives the whole thing. And I just checked, and it looks like you do need to register. There is a children's class that they're offering on Saturday at 6 p.m. as well, with trusted leaders and those that work with children and children's ministry. So we know a few of the people over there, lovely people that serve the community and do many, many outreaches in the city of Canton and surrounding area. So it is 9th Street Southwest. Yep. So, amen. Just continue on into worship. Amen. Amen.
Holy are you. Set our lives apart.
so holy. You are holy. Holy are you. You are holy. Holy are you. You're holy, you're holy, God. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more
We adore you and lift you up. Blessed be the Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
All to be back together again.